If you notice on the green insert this morning, there are some different lessons than what I'm going to be reading to you today. The ones that I'm reading are the alternate scripture lessons actually for All Saints Day. It's similar to what Saints Triumphant is, but All Saints Day is actually November 1st. And so that word that starts with an H, it's really All Hallows Eve, October 31st, and then November 1st is All Saints Day. And so the readings this morning are, it really doesn't matter whether we're talking about All Saints Day or Saints Triumphant, we're considering those who have believed in the Lord Jesus and now received the reward that God has promised to all those who trust in the Savior Jesus. So instead of an Old Testament lesson, we have before us the second to the last chapter of the Bible, Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 to 6. The description that John has for us of what will happen on the last day. He says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, because the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea no longer existed. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And from the throne I heard a loud voice that said, 'Look, God's dwelling is with people. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them, and he will be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain, because the former things have passed away.' The one who was seated on the throne said to me, 'Look, I am making everything new.' He also said, 'Write, for these words are trustworthy and true.' And he said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To anyone who is thirsty, I will give freely from the spring of the water of life. The one who is victorious will inherit these things. I will be his God, and he will be my son. But those who are cowardly, unbelieving, detestable, murderers, adulterers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all the liars will have their share in the lake burning with fire and sulfur, which is the second death.'" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to
God. Turn to page 149 now for the psalm today. It is Psalm 149 in the hymnal. Second lesson this morning also serves as the sermon text for today. It's taken from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 32 to 40. Listen closely. "And what more should I say? There would not be enough time for me to continue to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets. By faith they conquered kingdoms, carried out justice, obtained things that were promised, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edges of the sword, were made powerful after being weak, became mighty in battle, and caused foreign armies to flee. Women received back their dead by resurrection, and others who were tortured did not accept their release so that they might take part in a better resurrection. Still others experienced mocking and lashings, in addition to chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawed in two, they were tempted, they were killed with a sword. They went around in sheepskin and goatskin, needy, afflicted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them as they wandered in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground. All of these were commended by Scripture, in Scripture by faith. Yet they did not receive what was promised because God had planned something better for us. Namely, that they would not reach the goal apart from us. The word of the Lord. Let's use the God's Word one again. That is fitting for today. In the Gospel Acclamation, page 161. Let us arise then to show our respect for the Gospel. Gospel today is recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6. We'll start there at verse 20. This is Luke's accounting of the Sermon on the Mount. Listen closely. Jesus lifted up his eyes to the disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, because yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, because you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, because you will laugh. Blessed are you whenever people hate you, and whenever they exclude and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy because of this. Your reward is great in heaven." The fact is, their fathers constantly did the same things to the prophets. "But woe to you who are rich, because you are receiving your comfort now. Woe to you who are well fed now, because you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, because you will be mourning and weeping. Woe to you when all people speak well of you, because that is how their fathers constantly treated the false prophets." The word of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Our sermon hymn is 889. 889.